No, we don't have enough volunteers. We have 1,200 conferences or groups in the 32 counties. We have 9,000 active volunteers. But the trouble is that a lot of these volunteers are in the upper age group, which doesn't diminish their commitment to the work that we do, but it diminishes their ability to carry out work, particularly in rural areas, particularly where travelling is involved, and particularly where there is a high number of families to be visited.
What is the commitment of a volunteer?
The commitment of a volunteer in a conference is a weekly meeting, except in the 6 weeks of the summer when we go every 2 weeks, and then an hour or an hour and a half's work. But I would never promise anybody it's only an hour or an hour and a half's work. It's as much work as you feel that you can do. There is no obligation on people to do more than that. But at the moment, I would imagine that the work will expand. But remember, we always say to our volunteers, new and old, your commitments are to your family first, to your occupation second, and then to us. We would not ask people to sacrifice their time, but we would never ask anybody to sacrifice their family or work time.
And what kind of training do they get?
We do 4 weeks training. We do aims really to give people an understanding of who we are and of the nature of poverty, the ever-changing nature of poverty, and the fact that it is not very visible. In the old days, people were cold, wet and hungry. They may still be cold, wet and hungry, but it doesn't show. It's not the same. And people's expectations are higher, and training is needed so that we can be able to offer support and friendship to ensure people of our love, our Christian love for them, and also confidentiality, which is one thing that some people don't know, and that I'm afraid sometimes prevents them from coming to us for help.
Now, because the Vincent de Paul is so highly thought of and people have great trust in it, presumably it's very important that you're happy with the volunteers that you get.
Well, the training, people, after the training, some people decide for themselves that the work is not for them. But when we get in new volunteers, you know, we are a multifaceted, we're not a single issue charity. And if the home visitation doesn't suit, there are plenty of other works that we do equally important that might suit. We allow people to choose what work they want to do. We don't order them, even with a very small O, to go here or there.
Now, what about the worry or concern maybe that some people have? Oh, well, I'm not religious, I don't go to church, and really I probably couldn't do anything. So they're probably maybe happy enough to give you some money. But in fact, they probably would be very good volunteers.
Yes, well, we don't question anybody's beliefs. During the course of the 4 week training, they would know what our ethos is, and all we would ask is that they would respect it.
And what happens at the meetings?
The meetings start with a prayer, the usual business of minutes, and then the reports from the previous week, the work that would have been given out at the previous week, and that would be in a visitation conference, in a school sort of breakfast club or homework club. It would be, you know, any problems that arose, any ideas, new ways of doing things, where are we going to get the money, etc., and so on. The shops then would be there if they came up against any particular problems, if they'd had the proper training on using the till, on lifting, and there's a proper word for that, but I don't know what it is.
What about, do you have schools and colleges where you have younger people?
Yes, we do. And they're very huge, hugely valuable to us in every way. For example, there's a nucleus of about 700 volunteers in Trinity College. They're in all the colleges, not all the secondary schools, but I can well understand that because they have other commitments.
Yeah.
But we do have to remember at all times that the work that goes on with students is a 6 months per year work. It really is from September to March before the fright of the exam sets in.
Mm.
And so we have to adjust to that and be understanding of that.
Yeah.
And hope that after the summer then mostly they're gone. But though indeed some of them do help us with our summer camps, and we really couldn't do without the people who come to help in the summer camps, because we haven't got the energy or the ability even to do all the exercises and activities
sure.
that go on in the summer yeah. camps.
And presumably many of those students will be your members for the future.
Yes, we find that when we get people, say, in very late 20s, early 30s, that they would have been in the society either in school or college or both, and then maybe have taken a bit of time off, and then when they settle in to some occupation or whatever, they come back to us.
Mm. What do you think that the volunteers get out of being a volunteer with the Vincent de Paul?
I think they get perhaps a sense of achievement. I think there's a certain satisfaction sitting down with an elderly person or in comforting a young mother who is not managing her money properly, in helping deserted fathers with household work, not actually doing the work but facilitating getting the work done, and clothes and school books and all the myriad of small tasks that come into family life. In the case of hospital visitation, it's sitting down and listening.